Numbers, chapter 33. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel, when they went forth out of the land of Egypt by their hosts under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the mouth of Yahweh, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they journeyed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover the sons of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. While the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom Yahweh had struck among them, on their gods also Yahweh executed judgments. And the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramesses, and encamped in Succoth. And they journeyed from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they journeyed from Etham, and turned back to Pihahiroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. And they journeyed from Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and encamped in Marah. And they journeyed from Marah, and came to Elam, and in Elam were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. And they journeyed from Elam, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they journeyed from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, and encamped in Dophkah. And they journeyed from Dophkah, and encamped in Alish. And they journeyed from Alish, and encamped in Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they journeyed from Rephidim, and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai, and encamped in Kibroth Hattaavah. And they journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah, and encamped in Hazeroth. And they journeyed from Hazeroth, and encamped in Rithma. And they journeyed from Rithma, and encamped in Rimmon Perez. And they journeyed from Rimmon Perez, and encamped in Libna. And they journeyed from Libna, and encamped in Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa, and encamped in Kehelatha. And they journeyed from Kehelatha, and encamped in Mount Shepher. And they journeyed from Mount Shepher, and encamped in Herida. And they journeyed from Herida, and encamped in Makeleth. And they journeyed from Makeleth, and encamped in Tahath. And they journeyed from Tahath, and encamped in Terah. And they journeyed from Terah, and encamped in Mithka. And they journeyed from Mithka, and encamped in Hashmana. And they journeyed from Hashmana, and encamped in Moseroth. And they journeyed from Moseroth, and encamped in Bene Jaakan. And they journeyed from Bene Jaakan, and encamped in Hor Haggidgad. And they journeyed from Hor Haggidgad, and encamped in Jotbatha. And they journeyed from Jotbatha, and encamped in Abrona. And they journeyed from Abrona, and encamped in Etzion Geber. And they journeyed from Etzion Geber, and encamped in the wilderness of Zin, the same as Kadesh. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and encamped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom, and Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor according to the mouth of Yahweh, and died there, in the 40th year after the sons of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st day of the month. And Aaron was 120 years old when he died in Mount Hor, and the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the sons of Israel, and they journeyed from Mount Hor, and encamped in Zalmona. And they journeyed from Zalmona, and encamped in Punan. And they journeyed from Punan, and encamped in Obeth. And they journeyed from Obeth, and encamped in Iye-Abarim, in the border of Moab. And they journeyed from Iyim, and encamped in Dibon-Gad. And they journeyed from Dibon-Gad, and encamped in Almon-Diblathaim. And they journeyed from Almon-Diblathaim, and encamped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. And they journeyed from the mountains of Abarim, and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. And they encamped by the Jordan, from Beth-Jeshimoth even to Abel-Shittim in the plains of Moab, and Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you will drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. And you will take possession of the land, and dwell in it, for to you I have given the land to possess it. And you will inherit the land by lot according to your families, to the more you will give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you will give the less inheritance, wherever the lot falls to any man, that will be his, according to the tribes of your fathers you will inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then will those who you let remain of them be as pricks in your eyes, and as thorns in your sides, and they will vex you in the land in which you dwell. And it will come to pass, that, as I thought to do to them, so I will do to you.